November 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, anything which smacks of dishonesty, betrayal of truth, or a hypocrisy is from Satan and should be avoided. There are those who dedicate their lives to such pursuits. They are not living in grace or on the path to salvation. The ways in which time is used is what each soul will be judged upon. Each soul is given the grace to persevere in honesty in time. You must make time your friend and use it towards your own salvation. There are times it takes much effort to use the time I give you as a means of righteousness. I, as your Creator, desire to share each moment of time with you. I desire to uncover Satan's ploys in your lives. The evil one has an individual plan of seduction to lure each soul away from holy love and into disordered self-love. I have a plan as well, a plan to lead each soul into heaven with me. Each soul needs to follow the urging of his angel guardian in order to stay on the path I have chosen for him. There are ways that time is a gateway to lead souls into sin: entertainment, modes of dress, the sins of the tongue, are to name a few. The misuse of time is careless in any effort to please me. Return to me, each one of you. My arms are open to receive you, to forgive you. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.